Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. Vertex Pharmaceuticals announced it will acquire Crinetics Pharmaceuticals in an all-cash deal at $85 per share for a total enterprise value of approximately $10 billion, with the transaction expected to close in the third quarter of 2026. The key asset driving the deal is Crinetics' oral therapy, Pulsonify, approved in the European Union and with a U.S. launch already underway. Vertex's CEO described Crinetics as an excellent strategic fit, citing its focus on serious diseases in specialty markets with well-understood causal human biology and potentially best-in-class medicines. The acquisition adds to what Vertex describes as a growth outlook that builds on its core cystic fibrosis franchise and ongoing commercial launches. Next, Catalent has announced an expanded partnership with Nanoscope Therapeutics to support the late-phase clinical and commercial supply of MCO-010, an optogenetic gene therapy designed to restore vision in patients with retinal degenerative diseases. Under the agreement, Catalent will provide commercial-compliant packaging and distribution services as Nanoscope transitions from late-stage clinical supply towards potential global commercialization, with an FDA submission for the drug currently underway. Catalent is owned by Novo Holdings, the parent company of Novo Nordisk, which acquired the CDMO in a deal worth $16.5 billion in 2024. The Nanoscope agreement is Catalent's latest gene therapy partnership, following a strategic collaboration announced in May with Elpida Therapeutics for late-phase AAV manufacturing in support of a gene therapy program for the ultra-rare neurological disease SPG50. Finally, a new commentary from Alina Chesnikova, Vice President of Global 3PL Commercialization at Cencora, examines how the rise of specialty and advanced therapies is fundamentally reshaping pharmaceutical commercialization strategy. With cold chain logistics moving from a downstream logistics decision to an early strategic priority. Chesnikova cites projections that specialty medicines will represent 70% of new launches through 2027, and that roughly half of all products launched globally in that period will require cold chain storage, up from 37% between 2013 and 2017. That shift, she argues, is driving manufacturers to move away from fragmented vendor models and toward integrated partners that can coordinate transport, storage, specialty distribution, and commercialization planning, reducing handoffs and protecting product integrity across markets. For 3PL providers, the expectations are evolving accordingly. The margin for error is smaller, the therapies are more sensitive, and the consequences of supply chain disruptions now extend directly to patient access. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.